Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I think it is fair to say the Wild right the ship today after the Leon Draisaitl show at the X the other night. Oilers win a beatdown 7-1. They come back. They beat the Flyers in a matinee in St. Paul 4-1 today. Kirill Kaprizov answers the bell. The Flower, Marc-Andre Fleury, a good day in net. And Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press. This helps erase what happened to the Oilers.
Well, you know, since they played Philadelphia, why don't I use a quote from Rocky Balboa? It's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. And that's been the theme of this Minnesota Wild team all season, Steve. They are the only team in the NHL that has not lost back-to-back games in regulation. They lose a game, which is rare. They haven't lost many. But when they do lose a game, they come back, and they come back real strong. And this one was a little sloppy at times. It was kind of reflective of the weather outside. It was, some not great plays. They got a huge save early from Marc-Andre Fleury, just one of those highlight reel, flashing the leather glove saves when it looked like a puck was wired for the back of the net. And that, you could tell, maybe deflated the Flyers a little bit. Of course, we asked John Tortorella about that afterwards, and of course, with his typical level of maturity, he said, "I don't want to talk about Minnesota. I'm here to answer questions about my team."
Okay.
You know, such a fun guy, such a confident pro, and I say that tongue in cheek, obviously.
Yeah, a great fit for Philly.
Yeah, absolutely. kind of surly, kind of grumpy, kind of fits in well with the fan base there. But a good win for this team. And I tell you, all season it seems like we've been talking about injuries. Today we finally got some good news. Jonas Brodin comes back, and Matt Zuccarello comes back, and they've both been out, eight games in one case or nine games in one case, and 13 games in another case. Yeah. Zuccarello, we haven't seen him in a month since that, just lousy injury he had, and he talked about that a little bit today, just about how good it was to be back. So team's getting a little healthier, and maybe things are kind of looking up here, but a good bounce back win.
Yeah, and no rest for the weary. They get right back at it in St. Paul, the Vegas Golden Knights in town. And this may be the greatest expansion team in the history of sport. What they did out of the gate and the success they've had. And I know the NHL, they spent a lot of money to get a club, and they stocked them up. But they've made brilliant moves, and it's just been a magical run since day one in Vegas.
Yeah, imagine, Steve, if you and I had been talking, let's say, 10 years ago, and we would have said, 10 years from now, there's going to be a team in Las Vegas, and it'll have gone to the Stanley Cup Finals twice, and it'll have won the Cup at one point. You know, it just seems amazing to me. But credit what they've done there, and it's really neat to see, you know, a place like Las Vegas, which, let's face it, it's a tourist town. It's a place where people go to have a good time. You know, you think of, you know, there's nobody really lives there. Nobody's from there. But they've really embraced a hockey team. And, hey, it's been easy to embrace winning a Stanley Cup in your first, what, 5-6 years of having a team. So good for them and good for the league. And you know, they're a very good team again this year. We keep thinking the other shoe's going to drop and just, you know, they're going to run out of players and run out of luck. But, But, you know, luck is what it's all about in Las Vegas, I guess.
Well, and the thing is about this franchise, which is great, you've got the A's moving from Oakland, the Raiders have moved there, the NBA will show up at some point in time in Vegas, is the people that live and work in town have embraced this team because it is their team. It was born in Vegas, where the Raiders, it's kind of like, yeah, they were in L.A., they were in Oakland a couple of times, and a lot of California people come to town. But this is their club, and that's been cool to see it, and they've had a lot of success. It's really great, great sports story.
Yeah, I'll be honest, too. I kind of thought when they said, okay, we're going to put an NHL team in Vegas, I thought, okay, this will be a tourist attraction. You know, it'll be like the Arizona Coyotes, where you go into the rink and it's half fans of the Edmonton Oilers or the Minnesota Wild or whatever team happens to be visiting. And certainly, you know, it's a destination. You know, Wild fans go out to Vegas, and, you know, visiting fans, hey, let's go to Las Vegas. We'll gamble a couple days. We'll see some shows. We'll go see a Wild game. You definitely do see that part of it. But this really is, you know, Nevada's team. This is Las Vegas' team, and that's become kind of a cool thing too. Kind of the first, like you say, the first team of their own that they can hang their hat on.
Yeah, good stuff. Back to the Wild and what they have ahead. Finally, some home cooking, and they've been so good on the road, and it's been such a magical start to the season. You know, this still feels like an important homestand for them where, you know, forget the beatdown loss to the Oilers. They got to win over the Flyers, and, you know, it's kind of hold serve on home ice and get some points.
It's funny when you talk to the players about, you know, why have you been so good on the road? The answer is pretty simple. They've had to be good on the road because they've been on the road so much. You know, you look at the end of October, I think it was like 7 straight games that they were away from home. So, you know, if they're not good on the road, they're not going to be a good team. And they learned how to win with, you know, with the distractions, you know, away from all of that at that point. And it's just kind of carried over. And, it, you know, really fun to see different guys stepping up and guys kind of redeeming themselves. You know, you mentioned Kirill Kaprizov. He has 2 goals tonight. He has an empty net goal. Again, he leads the NHL with 6 empty net goals. And people kind of scoff at empty net goals. But as I said to Matthew Collar the other day when we talked, here's what empty net goals generally do. They generally win the game for you. They're generally the clincher. So scoff at an empty netter all you want, but it generally means, hey, we just won the game because this guy popped it into an empty net. And John Hines talked about this after the game is, you know, 30 minutes after practice is over, 40 minutes after practice is over, Kirill Kaprizov is still out on the ice practicing, you know, shooting from along the goal line, practicing shooting from the far blue line into an empty net, you know, and they said it's kind of a catch-22. Hey, we want him rested. We want him ready to go. But this is a guy who just doesn't ever want to leave the ice because he's always got one more thing he wants to work on. And, man, you're seeing the results of it with what he does game in and game out on the ice for the Wild.
I would assume tomorrow in the 5 o'clock game with the Golden Knights, Gus will be in after getting shelled by the Oilers. And you hate to say, it's still December, but I'm sure he can hardly wait to get back out there.
Yeah, you know the way goalies are and the way they're competitive. You know, if you have a bad game there, there's nothing you want to do more than forget about it and get back out there and redeem yourself. And I'll tell you this, Steve, a fun kind of redemption story that we saw kind of play its way out on the ice tonight. Matt Boldy, for whatever reason, has been spending a lot of time in the penalty box lately, and he's not happy about it. He's gotten 2 penalties in Utah. He got 2 penalties against Edmonton. Second period today, he gets a penalty, and you could see he was kind of hanging his head on the way to the penalty box. He doesn't like spending 2 minutes by himself too often. The Wild penalty kill has not been good. That's been an Achilles heel, although they hung a 0 tonight. Well, Matt Boldy gets out of the penalty box, few minutes later, he hits a long lead pass from Brock Faber, and he scores a breakaway goal. And you could see psychologically for him, that was just a big moment, a big lift to say, hey, you know what? I spent a little time in the penalty box, but I'm well-rested, and I'm helping my team win.
Well, Jazz, always great. Thanks so much for the time. I understand a little holiday fun for you tonight, away from
the rink. getting together with some friends and hopefully getting on a bus here and seeing some holiday lights and a little bit of revelry. You know, I love my time at the rink, but fun to get out and get in the holiday spirit as well.
Yeah, there's some people put in a ton of work to these lights, the light displays. Not far from where I live. This house has an amazing display. I don't know if I should throw out the address or publicize it, but a tip of the cap. They went all out. It's phenomenal.
You love to see that. Fun stuff. I love it.
Yep. All right. Happy holidays, Jazz. It's always great.
Always good to talk to you. Take care, Steve.
All right. There he is, Jazz Myers, Pioneer Press, covers Wild 4-1 win over the Flyers today. And once again, Golden Knights in town at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and they are a very good hockey club, and Philip Gustafson will have his hands full as the homestand continues. Florida in Wednesday, the Utah Hockey Club on Friday, quick trip to Winnipeg, then the Blackhawks in here on the 23rd. So a lot of home games. Once again, that winter weather advisory winding down. Take care on the roads. Fog overnight, dense fog advisory. Please drive safely. Big thanks to Lindsey Brown, our producer. Big thanks to all our guests joining us on the program. Don't forget the Sports Huddle. Pete Najeri and Dave Schwartz between 10 and noon tomorrow, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.